You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Some people just don't seem to understand what I've been saying about that wonderful new kind of soap called Does. When I tell you Does does everything in your wash, I mean all three kinds of wash.
You mean it gets greasy work shirts clean?
Wonderfully clean.
And gets towels white?
Yes, dazzling white. Well, go on.
What? You don't mean I can use this same Does for my rayon slips and pretty colored washables, too?
Indeed I do. That's where Does does more for you than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Because it's so much safer for those pretty rayons. In fact, with Does, their colors stay bright and wearable far longer. And you know, now's the time you want such clothes to last and last.
Yes, I guess it'll be hard to get any more like them in wartime.
Sure, that's why the extra color care Does gives you is so important right now.
But listen here, if this Does is so safe, won't that mean lots of scrubbing on the extra dirty pieces?
No, ma'am, not with Does. You can forget all about hard scrubbing. Forget about boiling, too. Even for those greasy black work shirts. Why, you can't find a soap that gives you easier wash days than Does. And wait till you see how gleaming white Does gets your towels and linens. You've just never seen more snowy white washes than Does gives you.
Well, I declare, this Does is certainly news to me.
Say, you just try it. You'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a brand new kind of granulated soap.
And you really mean I can use this same soap for rayon slips and for my husband's work shirts and everything in between?
That's right.
You mean Does is one soap for everything?
Yes, ma'am, and when I say everything...
You mean everything. Well, believe me, I'm going to try Does today.
Well, just ask for D-U-Z, Does. And next wash day, let Does do it. And now the Goldbergs. Sammy Goldberg has been waiting a long time for his orders, and they finally came. He leaves for the Army in a few days, and of course everyone is quite excited at home. His friend, Sergeant Mikey Bloom, who is spending a furlough with the Goldbergs, feels that the orders came right on time, because Sammy is in the midst of trying to straighten out his feelings towards Emma. The way Emma has haunted Sammy's imagination, the way she's crept into his thoughts, the way he has excused all her cunning, egotistical ways, made Mikey feel that Emma ought to be on her way. And finally, he got Sammy to promise to send Emma off, for a while at least. And when Sammy asked Emma, she said no. And she meant no. Because she has her own plans. And now there is very little time. Listen.
When do you have to leave, Sammy?
In a few days.
Molly, if there's a valise in the garret, I don't see it.
I'm coming, dear, I'm coming. Ask Rosalie to look.
She's looking. We are both looking.
So look, I'll be right up. Emma. Emma?
Yeah?
In the small closet, you'll see...
Yes. You're crying. Am I crying? Why should you cry, Emma?
I don't see the valise.
Go, Emma, in the other closet,
you'll see. I think I know where it is.
I think... Do I know where it is? It's the black one. If the black one is too small, Sam, let's take the brown one, dear. Mikey. It'll be wonderful, Mikey, huh? When it's all over. It'll be like a bad dream. Oh, hey, Mikey, darling, if only we'll open our eyes on a world full of sunshine, huh? How proud we'll be, all of us. Even if we only just lifted a little finger, huh? How proud we'll be. See, Mikey, darling, huh? How all little things become like nothing. Like a bladder sucks up ink. That's how important things swallow up the little things. I was mad at you. You was mad at Sammy. Sandy was mad at you, vice versa, vice versa. Aye, see, Michaela, darling, you see, even if it was something, it would be nothing now. Rosalie told me, Mike. Foolish. And I was already believing that you and Emma. Nonsense. Emma, if she likes you, she'll get over it, Mikey. She told Bruce Hanley that she loved somebody else. If it's not you, Mikey, who is
it? We found the valise, Molly!
All right, dear.
Ma, the brown leather valise. It's all right, huh?
That's all right. Yes, darling. Yes.
You all right, Ma?
Fine. How are you?
All depends on you how I am.
Your mother's not a woman, Samuel.
Okay.
Molly, there's so much to do.
Yes, darling. Yes, yes, yes.
But he is in Sammy's room.
All right, Emma, dear. All right. Sammy.
Emma, please, I want to talk to Mikey.
Sammy said he wanted to talk to me, Emma.
Sammy?
Emma, Mrs. Goldberg knows nothing about this whole thing. And now with Sammy leaving, don't start piling it on. Don't spoil everything.
All right, Mikey. All right.
I never...
Spoil everything.
All right, Mikey. All right.
I never...
Spoil everything.
All right, Mikey. All right.
I never said, and you never heard me say anything to Mrs. Goldberg.
All right, now, please.
I never
please.
Said anything now, Emma, about you. That's not true.
Quiet, Emma.
I tell you that's not true.
I know. Gee. Mikey, there's no point in sending Emma away now. I'm going in a few days. What harm can it do if she stays? She's working here. She has a job. I'll feel better.
Why?
Because I will, Mikey. I'll know she's here, looked after. I'll feel...
Why?
But why do you keep asking me why?
I'm trying to find out something. That's why.
Well, what difference can it make to you now if she stays or goes? I want her here.
I don't trust her. That's why. If she's here, you'll continue to feel responsible for her. When you come home on a furlough, she'll be here. When you're thinking of home, she'll be part of it. When you're trying to...
Have you come up, darling? Is someone about to get ready for you?
Yes, okay, Ma. I'll be right down, Mike.
All right. Emma? You looking for something, Emma?
All your talk to Sammy won't help.
You mean you'd stay here if Sammy didn't want you to?
Yes.
Why? You can get a better job than this one with more money. When Sammy goes, there won't be anyone here. Why stay?
There's a few things on the line. I'll be right down back, dear. A few things on my line. Oh, excuse me. There's a few things on my line, Emma, darling. Don't you bother. I don't want you to take the cold because it's blowing. Excuse me.
You see, I'm not as naive as everybody else around here. You know that, Emma. You shouldn't stand that by now.
Why do you think you're so smart?
I don't think so, except that I'm smart enough to know you.
What do you know about me?
I know you're kind.
What kind am I?
Do you want a full description?
I don't need it. Are you angry because I pushed you away when you tried to put your arm around me? Are you mad because I wasn't fooled when you pretended to like me?
Listen,
when you told me you were a man and Sammy was a child? You tricked me, yes. You tricked me. You tried to make me act as if I didn't love Sammy so he would be hurt and he would hate me. You wanted me out of the house and not Sammy. You wanted to get rid of me, not Sammy. You told him to make me leave. Why? Why? Because you were so smart about what I was. Or afraid I would find you out, yeah? I know you, Mikey. I know the kind you are. You are not fooling me, even if you are fooling Sammy.
Ah, you're crazy.
Why? Because I don't think you are so noble as Sammy thinks you are. He didn't stand upstairs in the hallway and push you away.
I was only trying to show
yes,
you what...
Yes, what you were only. Pretending to like me. That's what you said. Pretending to reveal me. That's what you said. Maybe you are a little hurt. A little hurt that you didn't pretend enough to make me believe it. Is that it why I have to leave?
Why don't you say that for someone else, Emma? It's a very good act.
Ma.
She's outside, Sammy. Wait a minute. Now, come here. Sam is... Emma's under a very wrong impression, Sammy. She thinks I want her to leave. Who wants her to leave, Sammy?
Sammy.
Go on, tell her.
Well, she's leaving.
Are you, Emma?
No! No! No!
Mikey, will you stop it? Is this the most important thing in my life right now?
All right.
Then let me alone.
Okay.
Now, that's the end of it, Mike.
He didn't say it, did he?
Keep away from me.
He didn't tell me to leave. Did he? Now, ask me what. You're his best friend, and you want to know. Huh? Well, you're not curious? Wait!
You'll go, Emma.
You're sure?
Very sure.
Well, don't be.
What? What to say?
Stop hurting me. I can't go. That's why I'm staying.
What?
Let me alone. Now you know.
Smiling, mysteriously confident, Emma just stands and looks curiously at Mikey. Outside in the yard, Molly, Jake, and Sammy are standing and talking, mother and father and son. And inside the house, Mikey looks at Emma and wonders.
Now, before you wash your next batch of dishes, just answer me this. Aren't you tired of those halfway soaps? I mean those tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And those bar soaps because they don't have real speed. Well, forget such halfway soaps because here's good news. Yes, Dove's is here to bring you a new idea in dishwashing. Dove's is that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove's. Your hands can't get this extra gentleness from any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Dove's. Why, it cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Dove's has everything for dishes. Try it today and let those amazing suds tell you how really different Dove's is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.